Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast. Oh, either we're just broadcasting in one ear, or I need to sort out that yawn that I did. Then my neck clicked. So basically, I'm falling to bit. Oh, no, then I hit the microphone. Oh, God. Should we just start this one again? I feel like I've absolutely Johnny English this. I've walked into a room and just fallen over, and my pants have fallen down. Hello, and welcome to a podcast where clearly I'm in great shape, exactly the kind of shape you need to be in to do a podcast. Well, we go through the newspapers, we find some of the smaller stories or whatever, and we do a little chit-chat about those, covering those. There's loads of other places you can find me covering other bits of news. I'll plug some of those at the end. More on the website as well, more on somenews.co.uk. It's going great guns. I might write a blog post about what happens when you yawn and one of your ears doesn't fully open up afterwards. Is it just me? Is there nothing coming out of these? Okay. Sit back, relax, enjoy, loosen something, and get ready for today's broadcast. On the show today, loads of topics to discuss as well. Football's in the news, and you know what an expert on football I am, so we'll talk about that. The best way to pay for things has officially been worked out. Probably the lowest amount, I would imagine. The weather gets a mention because it's been weird, isn't it? Simon Pegg's in the news and something about Royal Mail. Oh, not them again. Oh, we don't like you, Royal Mail, because of what you did to Toby Jones. Other than that, I think we'll turn all this into a show. How do you pay for things? We're benefits in kind? Steady on, an old chap. However, it turns out that paying in cash is the best way to cut spending. Officially, experts found that it caused 20% more psychological pain than pay. Oh, that's the way to save money. Give yourself more pain. Great. It causes more psychological pain than using a debt or a debit or a credit card. And the effort of counting out coins means that people spend less. Well, yeah, I know why that is. It's because everything is so expensive these days. If you take a bag of 2p's with you, you try and afford the basic item. You'll be there, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, little piles on the counter. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Hang on, this one's not as tall as, oh, I missed one. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Eventually, by the time you've bought your newspaper, the queue behind you will be so bad you won't buy anything else because you'll, not be able to afford it unless you can carry many bags of 2p's. All right, it makes sense. Right, you know I've been going on a lot about the Royal Mail thing. Not the post office scandal with the Horizon stuff. Although we did talk about that a lot. You know the latest scandal is that apparently there are some fake stamps. The whole point of the stupid little barcode on the side was meant to be so that no one fakes it. So we all have to go through having the stamps looking ugly. This bit that if it rips off, it's no longer a stamp. Great, cheers, thanks post office. Well now, there's a scandal where they've accused China of printing fake stamps. Some politicians called it economic warfare. Seems a bit stamp fair. Come on, they're attacking us using letters. Most people don't send letters anymore. But now Royal Mail has been accused of labelling genuine stamps as fake. Stamp expert Chris Harmon says that he was slapped with a penalty after being sent a letter with a supposedly bogus edition. He said, it cost me £2.50. Now it's £5. If they think you've got a dodgy stamp on it, it costs you £5 to get the letter. Royal Mail are under mounting pressure to carry out investigations into the system. But he reckons it was a real... That's a money-making scheme, isn't it? Make a proper stamp, sell it to people, then you get to decide it's not real and you get to charge the... You get to charge the sender, £1.25, whatever it is, then the recipient, £5. Honestly, I'm starting to go off the post office. On it, the Horizon thing and now this. Oh, I've got it up to here. I'm going to write a letter of complaint. Obviously, it'll never arrive, but there we go. This news story caught my eye, apparently, and the experts who say that they are trying to revive the dodo and the woolly mammoth, I'm sure we've talked about that on this show, because that's the kind of rubbish we cover, have promised to bring back more extinct animals. And it even says here the Jurassic Park-style Colossal Biosciences is already on its way to recreating long-dead species, like the Tasmanian tiger. You know, if you are commonly referred to in the news as Jurassic Park style, do you think the least you could do is just rewatch that film to see how things turned out? Because, look, I'm normally in favour of science. I don't need a dodo. It died out, did it? I don't know. The dodo died, and somehow I've made my peace with it. I don't go through life going, oh, Really could do with a dodo right now. So don't do it. Don't do the dodo. Because what happens if you bring it back and that's the thing that wipes out humanity? Because it's bad in the film where the dinosaurs nearly beat us. Imagine the embarrassment if we get our bottoms handed to us by the flightless bird, the dodo. We look stupid. You know, comedian Al Murray, he's been talking about this new Scottish hate crime that they've got, the hate crime bill. He says that that has put comedians at risk of being arrested for gags meant to be tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, if you think about it, his Al Murray character, if you don't get the joke, it's very easy to find, like, oh, I don't know, you could say, how dare you? Well, because he's doing it in character. The stand-up Murray is best known for playing the pub landlord who thinks that the British are the best at everything. Well, that's not offensive, is it? But the 55-year-old star said that he would be... is used to having people basically not understand the act. I don't do a lot of offensive stuff in my stand-up. If ever you've come down the Backyard Comedy Club and seen me doing my stuff. But even I'm worried about performing in Scotland. Not because what I say is offensive, but because I'm fundamentally unlikable, and therefore people will complain, not because their complaint will be upheld, but you could complain and just give someone a bad time. What's that phrase? The process is the punishment. Being arrested up in Scotland, and then, you know, for a week up there, I'd miss the radio show and stuff. Just, oof. And I actually do have a bit in my set about how the Scottish accent sometimes is difficult to understand, and it's upset me that NatWest puts its call centres there. If I did that material in Scotland, I'd never be let out again. In Pope news, we don't often do Pope news, do we? We should do it. Pope Francis has revealed that he slapped a ban on watching TV after he once stumbled across a smutty show. Stumbled. Well, if you're wearing a long outfit, that's going to happen if you're surprised, isn't it? He said he's not watched TV for almost 35 years after seeing something a bit risque. 35 years. He says it was July 15th, 1990. Some scenes of an adult nature, to put it delicately, were being shown. I think I've seen that show. Loved it. But if he's not seen TV for 35 years, he doesn't know what a TV star I am. Shut your face. I've been on it once or twice. 90. So he does know that Bobby Ewing was in the shower. Oh, that was all right then. For a minute there, I was going to put a phone call in because you can't be infallible and not know what happens with a shower scene. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that was the raunchy one he was talking about. Millions of people working from home want the right to do their job from abroad. As in foreign country, not a lady. A study found nearly a quarter of Britain's workforce, 9.25 million employees, believe that they should be entitled to do their hours in from a holiday spot. Oh, I see. So if you're allowed to work from home, what difference does it make to them if you're not at your home? As long as you're doing the work. Tricky, isn't it, though? Because, I don't know. Firstly, will you put in the same amount of oomph if you're trying to get your work done before you go down to the pool bar, and then the bar, and then next day? And it depends. If I have to call up these people, I spend most of my time trying to get through call centres anyway. And they all say, we're experiencing an unpredictable, busy time. No, it's very predictable because it's every flipping time I call. If I get through to someone and they're on a headset on a beach, I'm going to be more annoyed that their life's better than mine. That's not what I want out of this, is it? Quick hit on this news story. It's the, what have we got for you? Exercising can reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. Surely we knew. We'll get rid of that one. We knew that already. Stop ruining my vibe. Here we go. This is more like it. Crisps. A teenager has made survival blankets for those in need using crisp packets. Ah. Someone from East Sussex has managed to fuse packets together and make them into blankets. Then again, if you've got an absolute ton of crisps, you're not in that much in need. You know what? You give me a box full of crisps, I'll get through the evening without a blanket, I reckon. Right, podcast done. The extra content that we didn't get to do was Simon Pegg says that working with veteran actor Bill Nighy was like hanging out with Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. Why? Because he died halfway through a film. It's bad, isn't it? I mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi did. I know he's poor old Bill. The Hollywood owners of Wrexham AFC say that they're on the ride of their lives after buying this thing. I only mention that so I can say if you watch Series 2, you get to see me. I'm in Welcome to Wrexham of the TV show they did about it. And football fans are being offered a full Euro 2024 sticker book for £178. You what, mate? For a kid's sticker book? I know the grown-ups do it as well. But kid's sticker book? £178. I want to... You could get a transfer from one of those football players from Leighton Orient. I don't know enough about football, but I think it's a team you can do those jokes about. Subscribe to wherever you get this podcast. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.